Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The black market is flourishing. That's generally the case when the legitimate economy is sagging or lagging, and it is in this case. Think illegal versus legal immigration. Illegal immigration is surging, while illegal immigration is lagging. Legal immigration is lagging. Is that what I said? I think that's what I said. I think you get the point, though, right? If you're doing stuff the wrong way, you're getting over. If you're doing stuff the right way, then you're not. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. With 87,000 more Gestapo agents, one would think that the IRS would be ready to post refunds immediately. But here's what they wrote. The IRS cautions taxpayers not to rely on receiving a 2022 federal tax refund by a certain date, especially when making major purchases or paying bills. So it's your money. You've actually overpaid, and it's due to them to pay a refund. You say, okay, I filed my taxes. You've looked it over. Here's my refund. Give me my money. And they go, well, listen, we may not be able to get it back to you right away. Are you going to charge them interest and penalties? I think what this shows is what's going on economically across the country, in that this economy is in such bad shape, that the government is in bad. It's just slight little indicators, folks. I'm not telling you it's doom and gloom at this point, but get us our money back on time. You've had it the whole time. That process should be easy. People have come to rely on that. And the IRS says, well, it could be 3-4 weeks. I don't know. We'll figure it out, but we'll get it to you when we get it to you. And as I said, you have no recourse. You can't call them. Listen, you want me to file my taxes before April 15th. I file my taxes in advance. I want my money. It doesn't matter when. There's nothing you can say. You can't argue. So what? They work for you. You got it twisted, sister. They're saying all these different things that can slow it down. Well, if you file via a paper form, it has to be processed manually. They said it could take up to 6 months or more to be completed. Returns that claim some tax credits, such as the earned income tax credit, may take longer. You know who gets earned income tax? Poor folks. If Donald Trump were delaying tax refunds to poor folks, you'd be hearing about it. Anyway, lots to talk about with respect to this. I want to go into Joe Biden's numbers, because this is a great segue. This is what I'm telling you. If you're looking at the signs, you can see where the economy is headed. Retail sales fell 1.1% in December, according to the Commerce Department. Economists were expecting a decline of 0.8%. Folks, this is in December. That's the biggest month for shopping of all. Why? Because of Christmas. Sales in November, get this, were also lower than initially reported. The Commerce Department said these fell 1% more than the 0.6% reported earlier. Now, I don't know if you're much of a mathematician, but if someone said, oh, we reported 1%, 0.6% fall in sales, and it turns out it's 1%, you missed your forecast by 40%. Who can get away with this? In business, we're going to be making this many products. Oh, geez, we only made 60% of what we told you. We were 40% off. Get this part of it, too. Sales data are not adjusted for inflation, although they are seasonally adjusted. What they're telling you is, we didn't look at sales from the standpoint of all the prices being jacked up, because if you look at that, they fell more than what we're telling you. The Department of Labor's Consumer Price Index indicates that prices fell 0.1% in December, so the decline in sales likely indicates a real decline in volumes of items sold. That's the first little modicum of truth in the report. What they're telling you is the prices were higher, the volume was lower, but because the prices were higher, it didn't fall as much. They're admitting to you that we are in not only a bad inflationary period with supply chain issues, that Joe Biden has no fixes. This, if you continue this, and I know this may seem a little complicated, but if you continue in this mode, you're headed for one place. Depression. We're already in a recession. They don't want to admit it. Oh, the GDP corrected itself after the two bad quarters and whatever. They're lying to you. It's nothing but data manipulation. He said sales at gas stations were down a sharp 4.6% as gasoline prices fell 9.4%. Think about that. Sales at gas stations fell 4.6% even though gas prices started dropping, which means people aren't using their cars. Well, why are people not using their cars? They're not shopping. They're not taking their kids to soccer practice. They're not going out to restaurants. They're not going to work. It isn't because, oh, let's give your car a rest a week. So it said sales at auto dealers were down 1.1% in the month, while prices of new cars fell 0.1%. Used car prices dropped 2.5%. Well, they needed to, because used car prices have been through the roof. Excluding sales at auto dealers and gas stations, retail sales were down 0.7% more than the 0.1% decline expected. Let me repeat that. They were expecting 0.1% for the sales of autos and expected sales at auto dealers and gas stations. Retail sales were down 0.7%, more than the 0.1. So in other words, 700% reality versus prediction. Americans spent less at restaurants and more in grocery stores. So let me make this as simple as possible for you. Restaurant prices went up, but even with the rise in restaurant prices, their sales fell 0.9%. I'm going to tell you right now, if you eat out, you'll be hard-pressed to find any place you could eat for less than $20 a person. As the song goes, folks, it's hard out there for a pimp when you're trying to make the money for the rent. We got a lot more to talk about on this subject and many others. I'm glad you're here on the Kevin Jackson Network. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How do you not get more sales over the biggest holiday shopping season of the year? How do you not? And I can answer the question of how you didn't do better than Trump, because Trump had a really roaring economy. But Joe Biden, everything's falling. And it's easily predictable, folks. You have people that don't know how to run economies running stuff. And then hiring rookies. Why? Because of intersectionality. They're hiring people that aren't even qualified. Hey, just be part of the freak show. You know, wear a dog collar and be into puppy fetish, and I'll hire you to run the world's largest economy. Or be over our nuke program or whatever. Don't be qualified, because that would mean I have to be accountable. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're talking about Joe Biden's feeble economy. There's tons to talk about. I could talk about Hunter Biden and the family, and I could talk about the FBI being crooked. I could talk about how this government is feckless. I am talking about that, and run by misfits. You want to talk about Hillary Clinton? You want to talk about the Obamas? You want to talk about book deals? You want to talk about rents and housing and crackheads? We got it all. We got it all in this administration. Where do you start? But here's where the impact is, and this is why we won the midterms, but sadly got cheated out of it, is for exactly what I'm talking about now. How do you not get more sales at Christmas? Now, I told people that would happen. I predicted it. Don't listen to me. Go back and listen to the shows leading into the holiday season. I said, Joe Biden's numbers will be less. You won't have a good Christmas season. You haven't had two of them in a row. Certainly not even close to Trump standards. Every single year from when Trump was president-elect through the last year of him being in office, they feasted. The retail industry feasted on what he was doing. If you want to measure strictly economy, Donald Trump is one of the best presidents ever. And again, if it was Barack Obama that gave those numbers, I would give you those numbers. I would tell you, Barack Obama, say what you want about him, he was amazing because of this. He wasn't, because he didn't give us those numbers. He bought his way. What do they call it? Quantitative easing. He doubled the budget by printing more money, and they give the man credit for being the savior of the republic. Well, he's not. Donald Trump had to fix all that, and while fixing that and doing the opposite of quantitative easing for Donald Trump, he managed to build an amazing economy. And Joe Biden lived on it, the muscle memory of that economy, for the better part of a year. And then year two kicked in, and you saw the Biden/leftist economic model, and it failed miserably, and it continues to fail. And I told you, they're going to glorify the numbers. Oh, look at what Joe Biden did during the holiday season. And now they give you the real numbers. And in every case, almost, it's worse than what they told you. It's worse than what they predicted. Going on with this story, it says, holiday shopping seems to have been weak. Sales at department stores fell 6.6%. Sales at the broader category of general merchandise stores fell 0.8%. Electronics and appliance store sales fell 1.1%, even though prices were up 0.2%. Finally, online sales fell 1.1%. There was no place that Joe Biden got a reprieve. Nowhere. Every sector, every retail, discount stores, online, all of it. Nope. No improvement. And this, folks, despite inflation being through the roof. In other words, you measure these numbers and you say, well, you know, you looking at these numbers and everything, it would balance out. There'd be some light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, there is. It's a train. Clothing store sales. Sales at sporting and hobby stores rose by 0.1%. Apparel prices were up 0.5%. Ready? Because you're thinking, Kevin, you just are contradicting yourself. However, suggesting an inflation-adjusted decline in sales volumes. Inflation-adjusted decline. They were up, but they weren't really up. And you know how they measure? The volume was way down. The prices of goods and services cost so much, it looked like they rose. But they even point out, nope, didn't happen. Sales at healthcare and personal care stores fell 0.3%. And that, think about this, folks. This is all adjusted for inflation. So let me just tell you what that means in healthcare and personal care. It means people can't afford to take care of themselves. That's what that's an indicator of. Sales at garden stores and building material stores like Home Depot and Lowe's were up 0.3%. But again, adjusted for inflation, not up. Then they go, here's the really bad news for Biden. 2 months in a row, declining sales during the traditional holiday shopping season suggests inflation may have exhausted the tolerance of consumers to keep spending up. Let me just tell you what that means, because we talk about this all the time. Money has to flow the same way the jet stream does, the same way the currents do. And when money stops flowing, that's a problem. Government can't even influence it. Why? Because the availability of money is down. How's that, Kev? Because interest rates have gone up. Back when interest rates were 0.5%, people would go, money's free. Even if I don't have the available cash, I'll go ahead and get it because it's technically free. As long as I can pay it back, you know, because you're not worried about some crazy interest rate. Now that interest rates are 4, 5, 6, 7%, oh, Kevin, they went down recently. Smoke and mirrors. Go look at the interest rates on houses during the time of Trump and look at the interest rates on houses now. Look at the price of what it takes for you to get into a property today versus what it took to get into a property in the time of Trump. Folks, look at the price of your food in the time of Trump. Look at the price of your gasoline and your fuel during the time of Trump. This isn't a Trump commercial. I'm just giving you a timeline. Joe Biden has ruined everything for... Don't even get me started on the price of rents. Before I continue, let's personalize it. You making adjustments. I got friends out there who've done very well. They've saved, they've paid off their homes, they've, you know, they have very little debt, things like that. I'm going to make you a bet. They've made adjustments. If you have any budget, if you live on a budget in any way, I don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't look at – I mean, I know the price of foods when I go in. I'm like, what? What happened to my chips? My chips used to be $2.29 and $2.49. What's up with this? You know, I know that because I buy them all the time. I'm a creature of habit. But I'm going to tell you, I know people who budget, and they can tell you, yeah, I can tell you that my food prices have gone up 28.7%. I'm like, whoa, how do you know it's to that level? Because they're creatures of habits too, and they do a much better job of keeping up with the accounting than I. So it's happening all over the place. But they finish by saying this: consumers may have shifted their holiday shopping to earlier in the year, boosting October sales and depressing sales in November and December. Could be throwing off seasonal adjustments and analyst estimates. Or it could be that just people are not shopping anymore because they're concerned about what crazy Joe Biden's going to be doing in with this economy over the next year. That's an alternative expert opinion as well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. A huge ice storm centered in central Texas is ruining travel all over the USA. FlightAware counts nearly 1,500 canceled flights nationwide. More than 1,000 of them flights into or out of Dallas's two major airports. A major upgrade's coming to the rail tunnel under the Hudson River that connects New York City and New Jersey.
This project is critical to transforming the Northeast Corridor, increasing speeds, capacity, reliability, and safety.
President Biden at an event in New York City today. Why did President Trump take the Fifth when he was deposed back in August?
Anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool.
an absolute fool.
Trump in video obtained by CBS News. The deposition was part of New York State's civil fraud investigation. Trump invoked his right against self-incrimination more than 400 times for over nearly 4 hours. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's no reason for us to get too jubilant over this news, but, you know, CNN has definitely made a change. Now that Chris Light took over, they got rid of Zucker, and CNN is saying, look, in order for us to regain some confidence of people in our reporting, we have to start telling the truth. And so, recently, they actually fact-checked Joe Biden, and it was brutal. It was a brutal takedown. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. So Joe Biden gave a speech late January, and he hailed the economic progress during his administration, and then he attacked congressional Republicans for their proposals on the economy and the so-called social safety net. And Biden blatantly lied in many of the things that he talked about, and I want to cover a few of those lies. Now, this is CNN fact-checking Joe Biden on what he said. This isn't me making this up. You can go look this up on CNN.com. Infrastructure projects. They said, touting the bipartisan infrastructure law he signed in 2021, Biden said, last year we funded 700,000 major construction projects. 700,000 all across America, from highways to airports to bridges to tunnels to broadband. Facts first is what they titled their thing. Biden's 700,000 figure is wildly inaccurate. It adds an extra 2 zeros to the correct figure Biden used in the speech last week and the White House also used before. 7,000 projects. Now look, folks, as I said, I get there's a slip of the tongue. I get that your mind will move farther or faster than it is. These people aren't even bothering to go, you know what, I misspoke. So what, the American people believe that 700,000 projects were funded, probably useful, given to leftist organizations, because that's what it's about. If they tell you they're funding roads and bridges, you can be guaranteed it's the Biden family's payola to those companies. But 7,000 of them, but he says 700,000. And let me tell you, there was the time where CNN wouldn't have even bothered to fact check that. Is the administration going to issue? We misspoke. Did Biden misspeak, or is it intentional? Is he playing country dumb when he says stuff like this? The next thing they talk about is a cap on senior drug spending. And to me, it's not that big of a deal, but it is a technicality. And Biden says, here's the deal. We put a cap on, and it's now in effect. Now in effect as of January 1, I'm reading it as he said it, the way it was written, of $2,000 a year on prescription drug prices for seniors. Well, first they said, he says it's in effect now. It came in effect January the 1st of this particular year. It didn't.
It says the $2,000 annual cap contained in the Inflation Reduction Act signed last year on Medicare Part D enrollees' out-of-pocket spending covered prescription drugs, and it takes effect in the year 2025. So he's off by 2 years. But there's more to his being wrong, because the maximum may be higher than the 2,000 in subsequent years because it's tied to Medicare Part D's per capita cost. Now, I don't know if that's going to blow it out of whack to where $2,000 becomes $10,000, but it's not true. Now, they were asked for comment about this, and they did admit, oh, yeah, he did misspeak. It wasn't 2023. It will be 2025. So it isn't even in effect. And then the second gotcha for seniors that get on it in 2025 is it may very well be higher. It probably will be. They go on to talk about another thing he lied about, vaccinations under Trump. Criticizing former President Donald Trump over his handling of COVID-19 pandemic, Biden said, back then, only 3.5 million people had been even had their first vaccination because the other guy and the other team didn't think it mattered a whole lot. Fact first, which is what they correct. Biden is free to criticize Trump's vaccine rollout. But his, quote, only 3.5 million figure is misleading at best. As of the day Trump left office, January 2021, about 19 million people had received the first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. And this is according to the figures published by the CDC. The 3.5 million figure Biden cited, in reality, is a number of people at the time who had received two shots to complete their primary vaccination series. But don't let Biden correct the record and tell you that Donald Trump did roll out COVID in the way that, I wasn't going to get the vaccine, but if you were going to get it, Donald Trump did it as good as you could do it, but Joe Biden, oh, the other guys, you know, he doesn't want to mention it, but oh, that other dude over there that didn't do anything except let me ride his coattails for a year before I cratered the economy. Now, you know it's a lie. You know, it isn't Biden saying, let me split. He knows it's a lie, and he says it. Here's the next one they talk about, billionaires and taxes. He says Republicans want to cut taxes for billionaires who pay virtually only 3% of their income now. 3% they pay, he said. CNN fact checked him. They said Biden's 3% claim is incorrect. For the second time in less than a week, Biden inaccurately described a 2021 finding from economists in his administration that the wealthiest 400 billionaire families paid an average of 8.2% of their income in federal income taxes between 2010 and 2018. After CNN inquired about Biden's 3% claim, the White House published a corrected official transcript that uses 8% instead. Also, they say it's important to note that even the 8% number is contested since it is an alternative calculation that it includes unrealized capital gains that are not treated as taxable income under federal law. So in other words, these guys are getting hit with other taxes that they're not talking about as taxes. So this guy goes on to say this. Biden's numbers are way too low. Howard Gleckman is the guy who said it. Senior fellow at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center at the Urban Institute think tank. Though Gleckman also said, we don't know precisely what tax rate billionaires do pay. Gleckman wrote in an email, in 2019, Berkeley economists Emmanuel Saez and Gabe Zuckman estimated that the top 400 households paid an average effective tax rate of about 23% in 2018. They got a lot of attention at the time because the rate was lower than the average rate of 24% for the bottom half of the income distribution, but still way more above the 2, 3, or even 8%. So in other words, these guys are paying a lot more than Biden and even the economists are talking about. He says, now Biden has cited the 8% statistic in various other speeches, but unlike the administration's economists who came up with it, he tends not to explain that it doesn't describe tax rates in the conventional way. And regardless, he said 3% in his speech and 2% in a speech last week. This dude is either an imbecile or he's playing games with this stuff. But let's look at the numbers. Let's make it easy math. Let's say that it's not the 23.8% that they actually think that billionaires pay, the top 400 billionaire families. Let's say it's not that. Let's just say it's 10% for easy math. The top 400 people, what do you think they're making? I mean, we're talking multi-billionaires. Elon Musk is an example. How much do you think Elon Musk paid in taxes, not as a percentage, but as actual tax? Well, let me tell you what he does. He said Elon Musk is only paid $70,000 in federal income taxes between 2015 and 2017, and he paid 2017, and he paid nothing in 2018, despite having a net worth of $152 billion. Well, one saving grace for the billionaire is that he did pay his taxes in 2016 by exercising more than $1 billion in stock options. However, they said his true tax rate for the five-year period between 2014 and 2018 is much lower than the national average household, which is at 3.27%. So how does he avoid this? He borrows money from Tesla without taking a salary from his company. Through stock options, Musk must take out loans against his company's shares to fund Tesla projects, which he does not owe income taxes for, and he deducts some of the interest on those loans on his taxes. Now, they go on to finalize it. There will be years when he's expected to pay taxes from exercising options and grants, but he's operating above board. What they're saying is this. It's very simple, folks. At some point, he will have to pay those taxes. He's deferred them, but he will have to pay them. You think they're going to mention that to you? Why tell the public the truth that he's just deferring his taxes and he's going to pay them when you can demonize them? Why would anybody want to be rich in America? I mean, the land of opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My word as a Biden... never been more optimistic about America's future than I am today. That is what the Biden administration tweeted out on Sunday. Let the hilarity begin. Oh my gosh, can I answer that with just one question? Have you seen the price of eggs, Joe? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you, I was at the grocery store the other day. And I'm going through checkout, and this lady has 24 eggs. And it is, people think I'm kidding, but I'm not. It's a true story. I looked over at her and I went, whoa, somebody hit the lotto like that. And the checkout kid, he was like early 20s. He almost spit. He was like, wow. And so we got into this discussion of the price of eggs, and he was like, who knew I should be putting eggs in my portfolio? And we were all sitting there like we were going to go eat some Grey Poupon. And the lady goes, they're not for me. I'm a, what are these shoppers that DoorDash. I'm a DoorDash. And I went, oh, well, apparently you're delivering to a, you know, a very exclusive neighborhood who can order 2 dozen eggs. It was hysterical. So much fun. And what's fun about it is when that happens, you know that things are at a level that people are feeling it. It's so true. Oh, my goodness. My word as a Biden. And Joe Biden says that often. Joe Biden is senile enough to believe, folks, that his word as a Biden carries weight.
Oh, Joe Biden said it, so there, yea, verily, it must be true. My word as a Biden.
I just fact-checked in the previous segment, fact-checked this clown over all the stuff that's going on, you know, that he lied about in his last little presser that he had. It was total lies. I mean, I just went through his retail sales numbers. He's optimistic? I tell you what, I wish that optimism would convey itself in the public, because you're not seeing it in the public. There aren't any indicators of optimism. We have a stock market that's anemic. I will say this. I told you guys I was going to do it. I put money in Tesla stock. I wish I had done it the day that I said I was going to do it. It went up 50%. That net within a week. So I bought it at about 159. And now within 3 days, it was up to 178. Just to give you some numbers. And, you know, it's going to dip and dodge a little bit. But I'm telling you, I think it's going to do really well. In full disclosure, as I said, I'm not telling you to buy it. I'm just telling you, I bought it. I put my money where my mouth is. I believe in Elon. So I did it. But I could have bought eggs. Or I could have bought chickens. It was funny, the kid at the grocery store said, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. I'd probably do better off buying chickens and letting them hatch. And then he was telling me that chickens don't hatch eggs in the winter. I said, that's ridiculous. You keep them in a warm environment, chickens will hatch eggs all the time. Trust me. Melissa's aunt has chickens in North Carolina. I mean, in Montana. Why am I saying North Carolina? In Montana. Anyway, so the response to Joe Biden's tweet, which wasn't even done by him, some staffer did it. My word is a Biden. Possibly as a joke. Maybe the staffer was like, you know, let's have a little fun with Joe. My word is a Biden. I've never been more optimistic about America's future than I am today. And here were some of the social media comments about it. Senile and fossilized. This is a lady describing Joe Biden. Another person tweeted, glad your tenure is almost over. I agree with that. I agree wholeheartedly. Joe Biden's tenure is over. He's done. And this is one of my favorite. Thanks for confirming we're screwed. Because this is a person that understands whatever a leftist says, it is oppositesville. Joe Biden is actually can't be more pessimistic about the future. Let's see. Another guy tweeted this. State of the Union is absolutely terrifying. Sums up the incompetence of the administration. Your word means nothing. I have to question, what delusion must you be under to believe that people actually believe you? Joe Biden is the pathological liar in chief. This is what I tweeted. Coming from the pathological liar in chief, whose family, I said, is ready for Jerry Springer, and you want to tweet something like this? How detached from reality can you be? His son is under investigation. His brother is under investigation. He should be under investigation for housing classified documents that he should have had as a senator or a congressman, for being part of an election coup against Donald Trump, for essentially being a business partner with his crackhead son and getting his 10% cut, and then giving essentially in our faces, showing us that if you do what I tell you to do, Ukraine, in China or Russia, I'll get you what you need. I'll do it right in front of the public and act like I'm your enemy. Are you kidding me? Your word is a Biden?
Another lady said, she tweeted this, I'm trying to figure out which Biden I'm supposed to reference to understand where this statement lands on the value to humor scale. Another person did it, essentially validated again what we say. Why? Because it can't get any worse? And another, the other guy that did that, that really did it cleverly, said, that bad, huh? That was a very, as they say, brevity is a soul of lingerie. That one was good. That bad, huh? I've never been more optimistic about America's future than I am today. I hope we're saying that in the next presidential election when we put a Republican with character back in the White House. By the way, Democrats and leftists and other knuckleheads, how's that working out for you, Joe Biden? Bringing what was he supposed to be? He brought up civility. Isn't that what they said? He brought civility. So Obama brought class to the White House, and Biden brought civility. You know, to this day, I was over at Barnes & Noble, and I had to get a couple of books. And I was, I know, black man reading a book. I know, it's funny, ain't it? Anyway, I was getting some books. And I was looking at the magazines. Do you know, I still have not seen a single magazine cover with Melania Trump on it. Saw two with Michelle Obama made up, you know, like Oprah. You know, I know where Caroline Biden was sent all that makeup, but they had Michelle Obama looking like, you know, like she was a beauty queen. And you can't, there was not a single magazine with a former model who still looks good, right? Nothing. Nobody wants to talk about Melania Trump. A true success story. That floors me. I'm not kidding. I know we're off subject, but it floors me. Let's get back on track. So Biden makes his comment that America's future is the brightest he's ever seen it. And the next thing was 71% of the country of America say the country's on the wrong track. And there's a girl in a GIF pointing up because the factoid is above her. And she's pointing up and kind of dancing like, yep. I thought that was a very clever one. Here's what somebody tweeted. Downhill, though, by the way, when they did the survey, this is what people said was happening with the economy. Downhill, disaster, hard times, and uncertainty. Those are the four most common adjectives to describe the economy that Joe Biden is so optimistic about. Here was a clever one. A lady goes, how come you were less optimistic yesterday? I'll tell you who the economy is going really good for. Who's not worried? Pelosi, Liz Cheney, Chuck Schumer, all these people inside are trading, figuring out where things are gonna go before they go. They're optimistic. One guy went on to talk about some of the issues plaguing America right now. Oh, okay, yeah, be optimistic about border invasion. Crazy amounts of fentanyl coming over the border. Inflation. Soaring energy cost, highest national debt, highest household debt, highest consumer prices, which of course involves inflation. And that list could go on. Potential for nuclear war with Russia. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we could add to that. Americans still left in Afghanistan. Next one says, doesn't carry much weight except with the Ukrainians and the Chinese. And my favorite was, you made George Santos look honest. Ba-dum-bum. I guess we'll leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.